So I was working full-time for the construction department at the time under a man by the name of Dwayne Bechtold, whom you knew, I'm sure.
Yes, yes.
And under, he was under Jack Elliott at the time, who was over the Buildings and Grounds Department.
Right.
And so I was working for the construction department as a draftsman. That was a year after I had graduated from Glendale College. I was 21 years of age at the time, in 1964. That's how I got involved with doing architectural drafting for the church, as the building boom was really beginning in its earnest, pretty much. At that time, of course, Mr. Armstrong had already engaged the architects, generally Daniel Mann Johnson and Mendenhall, Radiation Dim Gym, you know,
right.
Big-time architects in downtown Los Angeles, to be commissioned to do the master planning for the campus in the conceptual design of the various different buildings that were needed for the campus. That master planning started somewhere around 1961, I think.
Okay.
Approximately, 1961. And they did some master plans, and we had some presentations of the master plan and some color presentations showing the locations of proposed buildings such as the administration building, the auditorium, you know, various other buildings, a gymnasium perhaps, and student center, and some of these buildings that we had built subsequent to that master plan. So as the money came along, as you recall, Mr. Armstrong, I remember one day announcing to us in Bible study that it was going to be a $12 million endeavor to build these buildings.
Well, do you remember when that was?
Oh, that would have been somewhere around 1962, 63,
okay.
When he announced that, because at the time I was attending church and Bible studies.
And you were a student at that time?
Well, I was a student in 64, but I was going to church services. I wasn't baptized until February of 64, on my 21st birthday, as a matter of fact.
Oh, really? Okay.
And my brother and I both were baptized the same day at the same time. But I had been attending services in November of 1962. I was going to the Los Angeles church. Rod Meredith was the minister of record there at the time. So in 64, I was baptized, and then the 1st of August of 64, I became a full-time employee of Ambassador College of the work. They used to hire us a lot into Ambassador College at the time, as you may recall.
Correct.
Then a month later, right towards the end of August, approximately, I became a student, and they summarily lowered my wages,
yes.
Which I was not too happy about at the time.
Right.
So, but anyway, but I had a nice job. I had a good job.
And you were working in construction.
I was working as the draftsman in construction, working right directly under Dwayne Bechtold, who was also drafting at the time until he got too busy and almost turned over to me.
Was it just the two of you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he, you know, he was head of construction. He was department manager, but he was drafting, and I came in and I started to assist him in the drafting. There were two of us stuck in that little tiny room we had in the building there across the way on Camden where the barbershop was, the Spanish department was located upstairs or maybe downstairs, forget which. I remember Howard Clark was upstairs, I believe, in the envoy department. I believe personnel with Paul Royer was, I think, upstairs there, one part of that house.
I'm not sure I remember that house.
Well, I think it was the second house in from to the south of Camden. And the house across the driveway from us there, you know, on Terrace Drive in the corner of Camden, that was construction where Jack Elliott hung out and the construction guys hung out.
Was that building removed in
the
60s?
That was removed just 2 months after I got to work. That was removed around, September, October, probably around November.
That's why I don't remember it yet.
Probably around November, those houses were... We had to move. We had to move over to the new Buildings and Grounds building, which was the old Crown City Lumber Company.
Right.
Over on Vernon and Green.
Okay.
Vernon being, you know, St. John.
Right.